From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Japanese authorities are considering releasing slightly radioactive vapor to ease pressure at the nuclear reactor in Fukushima. Lucy Kraft from Tokyo reports the safety of Japan's power plants are a major concern in the aftermath of the 8.9 magnitude earthquake and the subsequent tsunami.
They're all supposed to shut down automatically in the case of an earthquake. Apparently, the cooling systems in some of them didn't operate as they were supposed to, and so there was a lot of alarm about that, but we haven't heard of any radiation leaks so far.
Lucy Kraft in Tokyo. The quake triggered a tsunami that sent a torrent of mud and debris across northeastern Japan, killing hundreds of people. NPR's Don Gagne reports that President Obama is pledging assistance to Japan.
The president opened a White House news conference with a statement of concern and condolences for those affected by the strongest earthquake Japan has seen in more than a century.
Today's events remind us of just how fragile life can be. Our hearts go out to our friends in Japan and across the region, and we're going to stand with them as they recover and rebuild from this tragedy.
He said the U.S. has a number of naval ships headed toward the region to help if needed. Mr. Obama said the U.S. continues to monitor the situation closely, including the potential impact of waves from the tsunami, some of which have already reached Hawaii and the west coast of the U.S. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Hawaii's Governor Neil Abercrombie says while there have been no injuries or significant damage in the state, people should remain on alert.
Significant wave activity that is reaching inland and having an effect on business and homes, possibly, certainly transportation, etc.
And residents are also on alert in Northern California on the border with Oregon, where higher than usual waves are expected. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels today say any Western military intervention in the crisis in Libya must have clear backing from the United Nations and the Arab League. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Brussels. France was at odds with fellow EU members in pushing harder for possible military action.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy told reporters here that EU leaders agreed to the idea of creating humanitarian aid zones, some of them inside Libya, and would consider all available options to protect those areas. Sarkozy also said the EU now sees the rebels' transitional council as the legitimate political representative of the Libyan people. But several other key EU leaders seemed on a very different page on those issues. Germany's Angela Merkel said any EU contacts with Libyan rebels did not constitute full recognition. Merkel also said she's wary of using any military action or a no-fly zone against Colonel Gaddafi. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Brussels.
Dow's up 20 at 12,005, NASDAQ up 7 at 2708. This is NPR. Envoys of Ivory Coast's disputed leader are rejecting an African Union proposal drafted to end a violent power struggle in the West African nation. From Abidjan, NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports on the latest attempts to broker peace.
Laurent Gbagbo did not attend the peace talks at the African Union's headquarters in Ethiopia, where Ivory Coast was being discussed. His representatives say there can be no resolution to the crisis unless Gbagbo remains president. African presidential mediators are sticking to a continental position that Gbagbo's presidential rival, Alassane Ouattara, won November's election. Despite proposals for a government of national unity for Ivory Coast, both Ouattara and Gbagbo insist that they should head it. Anxious Ivorians are desperate for a peaceful settlement after another week of violence and confusion. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
The employment picture remains bleak for veterans of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. According to the Labor Department, more than one in five veterans ages 18 to 24 unemployed last year. The 20.9% unemployment rate is a slight improvement from the year before, but well below still 17.3% rate for non-veterans of the same age group. Retail sales are up for an eighth straight month. The Commerce Department reporting today a 1% jump in February sales to more than $387 billion. The largest increase in several months was driven by consumers spending more on new cars, clothes, and electronics. At last check, Dow was up 18 points at 12,002. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.